like show business. I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
And do we have some fanfare or something?
Let's
have,
do
like,
it.
Can you put some music in here?
Listen, this is the 1,000th It's Movie Time.
Wow.
We thought we were a big deal at 600 on Cinema Classics.
This is all you, man.
This is 20 years.
Wow.
As long as I've known you.
You know what? Yeah, for sure. We met at the Drexel Theater,
yeah.
A press screening 20 years ago. And you, at the time, you and Clay Lowe were the co-hosts of
yeah.
this show.
Yeah, yeah.
Clay bowed out at somewhere along the
yeah,
line.
Yeah, yeah, retirement.
And then you've always had guest reviewers.
That's correct.
And people that aren't always necessarily film people.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, just smart people who like movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you bring the expertise.
Yeah.
They bring the sort of perspective, the audience perspective.
Yes, and it has always been a populist point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like we had to have two experts every time.
Right.
Right. And,
well, lucky for you, got two experts today.
I do. And you have been a guest many times. Before It's Movie Time, I used to read your column, Alterniflix, in the other paper.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I first got to know you before I actually met you. A movie that's out there now.
Yes.
And it's called Retaliation.
It's out there.
Yeah.
You just got to go find it. Retaliation. Rent it from
right.
the internet.
Orlando Bloom. Who would have thought?
Off the radar here for a while. the guy, obviously, big star from Pirates of the Caribbean and all that.
Yeah. Recently, as you and I both kind of appreciated, The Outpost. He plays the captain. He's getting into being an actor.
Yeah.
Rather than
assuming more character level.
Yes.
Role.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this one. Yeah.
I was Catholic.
Oh, you were Catholic too.
And okay. I had my own abuse episode.
Oh, yeah.
But very late on, college.
I was Catholic. I had my own abuse incident, but not with the church.
Well,
so I escaped that whole.
Well, mine wasn't, didn't actually happen. But the priest put the moves on me.
Wow.
And I just quickly got out of there.
Yeah, for sure. Retaliation. This guy's been traumatized by abuse that he suffered at the hands of a priest. Now he's found himself in the position, he's got a deconstruction job. He destroys old churches.
Listen,
the metaphor
God,
is so crazy.
Do you think
right?
it's very heavy?
It opens. It literally opens with this guy sledgehammering.
They're taking down old
yeah,
church.
One of the opening images, which is so over the top.
Oh, it is.
It actually works. Is him unscrewing the nails out of Christ's
yes, right,
hand
right.
and taking this statue yeah. down.
And later on, he'll replicate that with himself.
Right. He stabs himself.
Yeah.
The representation of trauma here is really spot on, the way you're thinking about it all the time, the way you move through the world as this damaged person. So you could see the rage boiling under the surface of Bloom's performance everywhere, and that's great. I don't understand the purpose of undertaking a revenge movie or a revenge theme and then just totally undermining what that genre is all about.
If you took the ending, again, we're talking a film that is capable of going over the top.
Yeah.
Right. When you have the lead photo of him carrying a cross,
mm-hmm.
then you know you're into...
Yeah, you're getting into big symbolic
yeah.
stuff.
So, and if you take the ending, I can understand your question.
Mm-hmm.
The ending's totally absurd.
Right. And it's also fantastical, which is often the criticism, you know, leveled against revenge movies, is that these are just fantasies,
yeah, okay.
right?
Yeah.
And that they don't actually serve any cathartic
That's
purpose.
A good point.
And they're
yeah.
sort of pornographic in their the way they appeal to your baser instincts,
That's
right?
True.
This, in its ending, seems as utterly fantastical as any revenge movie, and dissatisfying an ending.
It is. Well, throughout, you have the focus on Bloom's character.
Yeah.
And he's called Malky. It's almost deadening. There is so much of an emphasis on him and on his growing anger and rage when he sees this priest who has a striking resemblance to Richard Gere.
That's interesting. Yeah.
yeah. There's so much more than just the act of abuse
yeah.
going on here. And that's what I was hoping for, a little more exploration. Now, my grade is a straight B.
Because you gave it a B, I'm going to balance that out. I was going to give it a B-, but based on that, I'm giving it a C.
Then now you know why I am currently a member of St. John's United Church of Christ.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.